I want to talk about, and we're going to, we got some things, and again, my speaker not here, but thank God for the Holy Spirit. Amen. But what I want to talk about, and it will help you in as we do some examples and give you some written examples and show you what the Lord is saying, and it's so good, and I believe your heart will be thrilled tonight from the word, because of every person, every church. And I don't know if in the past, if I haven't made the vision clear here, we will definitely get to work on that. And I'm going to just go into a little detail here tonight. But let's read it first, and then we'll see. It says in the King James and Habakkuk 2:1. It just says, I will stand upon my watch. I will set upon my towel. I will watch to see what he say unto me, and what I shall answer when I'm reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision, make it plain upon tablets, that he that may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. But at the end it shall do what? Speak. And what? That's the point. So you write the vision and you set a goal. It's a goal setting vision. It won't lie. It will speak, and it will not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will what? Surely come. It will not tarry. And I've done some study on vision, on goals, and thank God for the Holy Ghost, because he won't, if it says in Proverbs 29, let me go there, make sure I get it right. I was intending to put that down, but I didn't. But anyway, 29, is it 29? Proverbs 29, let's see, 29:2-28. Here's what it says. It says, where there is no vision, the people perish. Once one translation says it cast off restraint. Vision is, should be set before you. God wants you to have a vision of your individual life, because there are certain things he's said, he's done, and he's given you. But if you don't have no vision, you'll just wander with no direction. But if you got a vision, a goal, it focuses you, it puts you on point. But we're going to talk about how to set that goal, how to write the vision. But listen to this. It says, the reason why you want to write the vision, so you can go back and read it and then talk to it. See, if you don't have no vision, you wonder why you see so many people just wondering life. What are you believing for? What are you planning in life? Nothing. What are you believing God for? Nothing. They don't have no vision. But if you write it down, you can get focused. Okay. You say, why? And because of the way many people come in this earth, it determines until they get the word, it determines what they will do. And you and I both know that we have a lots of people, evidence, it's evidence before, lots of people that comes in this earth with in broken homes, single parent home. It's all kind of stuff. And they get every kind of thing spoken, told, said, done to them, over them, and nothing about God, nothing about life. You can tell the way they talk, the way they wear their pants, the way they conduct themselves in life, the kind of job they work on, the kind of activity they do. They don't have a vision. But when you have a vision and you write it down, and then when you get it, once you write that vision down for your individual life, for your family, then you can go back and read it. Now watch this. I read it again. The reason why you want to write the vision so that you can go back and read it. And then you talk to it. You tell it. Because you have what? Opposition. You have circumstance. You have an enemy. You have disappointments. You have all this stuff that's out there. And you say, well, I want me a house. I remember that's how my wife and I got our house. I mean, I can't tell you how many times we said it. The Lord gave us a word, and we just held on to it. I tell thee. And we wrote it down. We said it. And I didn't understand as much as I understand now, but thank God the word still worked. It still worked. I said it. And but you know what else? We had to put some feet to it, some legs to it, some action. Just saying I want something to sit down. That's not. That won't get it. You have to go. Once you write it down, then you got to write down, now what do I need to do to make this come to pass? All right, first thing we need to do, get a blueprint. All right, now I got a blueprint. Now I'm going to get a blueprint. How many rooms I want in this house? See, you're getting more detail now. Now, I got the rooms. We decide how many rooms. Now, what color we want this room? What color we want this room? How many bathrooms we want? What are you doing? You're getting detail. You see what I'm saying? Write the vision. Make it plain. So when the carpenter or whoever comes to help me, they can't help me. How many of y'all remember Key and Boone? How y'all remember them? I remember Key and Boone. Yeah, with Key and a couple of them. They came up to help me, and I didn't have too much stuff in order. This kept running. They came to help. But if I hadn't had anything in place, they couldn't have helped me. But because I had some stuff in place, they was able to help me on that house. And this is, listen, this will work for church too.